It's Turi Ryder on 720 WGN.
So I sort of wondered if you had ever had to do one of these team building exercises and if they've improved any since the last round I had to suffer through. So extraordinary producer Trey Elling found somebody who actually sounds like they do these things and they're not too dreadful, but perhaps she could explain the whole idea behind, I mean, I know it's supposed to be team building, but what the heck is that exactly? So Jackie Tamas, welcome to 720 WGN. Hi.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here, Turi.
Glad to have you. What was with the Star Trek and the line dancing? What the heck was that?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say that we have never done any events for any government offices that have utilized dollars. So I think that's a whole different
Oh, good. I'm glad you got that out there. But you're an educated spectator. I mean, you're looking at this on the news and you're thinking to yourself, what are you thinking to yourself?
I'm thinking that just like any industry, sometimes you see things that are very well executed in your line of work, and sometimes you see things that have kind of missed the mark and have made a mockery of what you do for a living. And that's a little
okay.
tough to see.
So whoever ran this team building exercise, they weren't, in your opinion, this was not a top of the line effort here.
The portions that I saw on television were probably not what I would consider top of the line. They seemed a little bit more theatrical and comical than really having any tie-in to building a team environment.
Okay, so seeing as many people have endured the team building exercise and not really liked it all that well, could you explain who likes it and how it works and why it works when it works?
Okay, well, that's a lot of questions, but I'll do my best to answer. First thing is we find that a lot of corporate Americans are so into this technology bubble right now,
right,
where people have almost forgotten what it's like to talk with a different department. We'll find very typically with accounting offices and purchasing offices, there's a lot of animosity between those two divisions because they are diametrically opposed to one another within their internal structures. However, they need to work together for the greater good of the company.
Then so you can't just go down the hall and say, what is the matter with you people? That doesn't work.
I'd love to try that, but since a lot of them are in different states, that might add some additional dollars to the bottom line for the travel.
Aha. Okay. So the problem is that people aren't necessarily cooperating. It's like a Mr. Rogers neighborhood problem. They're not all working together. And so you and your company, also known as your company is called Team Bonding. You come into one of these companies where it's like the Hatfields and McCoys, and you do what?
We try to find a way to find common ground without being cheesy.
Oh, okay. Well, I liked one of the things I saw on without being cheesy. That's critical because people know when they look like dopes, right?
Or like Dr. Spock, as
yeah.
we saw. With our Internal Revenue Service.
You know, it's so weird. You're not allowed to make fun of your IRS agent the whole time you're under audit. And it's like, they make fun of themselves. We can't touch them. The unfairness of this. It was just so awful. Have you ever been audited? I mean, just personally, have you ever been through a tax audit?
No, and now I'm afraid I'm going to after being on your show.
Yeah, well, I think they've stopped doing that now. They've been ordered to stop doing that. But... I mean, there's nothing like sitting there and like, it doesn't matter. The person can smell bad, have rotten teeth. They might not have washed their hair since a week ago, Wednesday. They have all the power. You have none. And you can't make a joke and you can't laugh and you can't be lighthearted because essentially they can repossess your car, your camping gear, your dog if they want to. And then just to show what a bunch of swell folks they are, they rub our little noses in it with a Mr. Spock video. Like, they have no sense of humor, but they're not afraid to show what dopes they are all over the internet, national TV. So, you know, I should have made this stupid remark. Much good did it do me to be serious. I think they took my dog. So, okay, you're going to be serious with these team building exercises, but you promise they won't be cheesy. Where's the cheesy line?
The cheesy line is if you ask someone to do something you wouldn't be willing to do yourself.
Well,
if I would not let my boss see me dressed as Dr. Spock, running around with, you know, maybe my science nerd friends. I probably wouldn't want to have a version of myself portrayed in front of the rest of my company. And myself and all of the facilitators at Team Bonding, we really make a point to draw a distinct line between what we would feel comfortable doing with our colleagues and what we wouldn't. And we use that as a really nice barometer to keep a good handle on what's appropriate in the workplace.
Okay, so because you realize you could just get around this whole problem by hiring people who have absolutely no compunction about doing anything, no matter how cheesy.
That would be true, but I don't think that we'd have the success and the proven track record that we do.
Yeah, you've worked with some really big companies. You worked with McDonald's and Kraft and Abbott. I'm looking at your website. I mean, either you do this really well, or somewhere there's some video of some really, really high up executives at some really big companies looking like complete orifices. I mean, it's got to be one way or the other. So,
well, clearly I am going to be partial on the answer to this one. I think we do an exceptional job of it.
It looks like it.
And the team with Team Bonding continues to have repeat customers. An example is just 2 days ago, I was down in St. Louis doing an event for Express Scripts. And this is one of our repeat customers, and we were flattered to hear that every time we come back, they don't know how we've stepped up our game and we've done something fresh.
So,
and we're not having these people do the same thing every year when we see them.
Okay, you're not doing the pub crawl again and again? Because I saw on your site that you offer a pub crawl, and I have to say that in radio, I don't think there's anybody who would get tired of the pub crawl.
Well, things like our ice sculpting challenges. I don't know about you, but until I had started working with Team Bonding, I had never had a solid foot-by-1-foot-by-1-foot cube of ice put in front of me and someone teaching me how to sculpt the ice and creating something. We just find that that type of event is a complete neutralizer. There's not one person who walks in the room and says, "Guys, I got this. I did this last week. I've got this."
Probably true, as long as you don't take that one up to Minneapolis, which I notice you also do exercises in Minneapolis. If you take that exercise to Minneapolis, every single person can say, I did that last week, so sorry.
Well, that's why we have over 200 different programs, so I can kind of help quality control.
Good.
Which markets might have a little more experience with that.
They would go with the pub crawl, though, in Minneapolis. I've lived there. They would never get tired of the pub crawl up there. That would be a constant winner. And so you don't have people just saying, "No, please bring back the pub crawl. We like that one just fine." They want to try something new?
Shockingly, I haven't had anyone ask for the pub crawl a second time. We've had a lot of requests for things like our smartphone scavenger hunt. We call them Scaventures at Team Bonding.
I thought you were going to scavenge for all the smartphones that I'm constantly losing, because that would be helpful.
You know, maybe we'll work with Verizon, since they've been tracking all of your calls anyway. We can see if we can get
there. You go.
That's right.
That's right. And when you find the one that got me on the international do not fly list, that perhaps you could just have to move me over to the international do not call list, which I would prefer. That would be better.
I'm going to get in touch with the telecom customers that we have to be sure that we can update that for you, Jerry.
But what if you get that person who just does not wish to participate?
Every single event that we do, there's one person, at least, that thinks for one reason or another that they don't need to participate and they won't get anything out of it. And our job as facilitators is really to help find a way to engage that person. If I boil down most of our events, they are giving each of the participants tools to more effectively communicate with people in different departments. And if we kind of reframe the entire team building module into that core value of trying to foster better communication, I think that that's really the core component. So if I can motivate them by, playing into whatever characteristics they have. If they're the guy who needs to make jokes and cracking jokes anytime I say anything and trying to get the attention, I'm going to play into that and go over to him and start interviewing him with the microphone and say, "You know what? Jerry is such a funny guy. I think we need to have him do some stand-up because he's the superstar of this this operation here. Jerry, how
that sounds like a nightmare. That sounds like the heckling comedy club. I don't know. I think I'd put Jerry in a sack and just cart him out myself. I'd just hire somebody to get Jerry out of there.
If Jerry's the CEO, Jerry loves it and he's eating it up.
Really?
That's kind of the attention that some of these participants are looking for. They're looking for the validation of someone recognizing that. Hey,
okay, so what if
in the room.
What if this is supposed to be just your department, and what if it's supposed to create good relations between the staff and the boss, and what if the boss is just a horror show?
Typically, we can find some little nugget of something that is redeeming about that person and start to play in to those exact characteristics. The place that's the soft spot that the rest of the employees, for the first time, see that little glimmer of humanity.
So if the boss is somebody that, like, you know, only his dog could love, still you can find a way to make people see in the boss what his dog sees in him.
Yes, we're essentially going to host the event at the Animal Protective League in order to help find these redeeming characteristics to this difficult dog-only love kind of guy.
And then the rest of the staff can just get rabies tags and show up and hope for the best on Monday morning.
Well, and at the end of the day, we need to know how to communicate the way that our boss is going to respond to in order to get our jobs done. And I think that's true for all of us that have someone signing our paychecks.
And
tips and tricks to those employees, their work, they might get a little bit easier. And that's really part of what we try to do.
Do you ever sit down with the boss and say, the reason you're trying to hire us to build a team is that you have completely demoralized your team and it's not really a team building problem, it's a management problem?
There are more diplomatic ways to kind of start that conversation without putting them on the defense. But there have been clients that have asked us back about once a month for as much as a year to try to help with facilitating a team because they're not quite meshing with their own employees.
All right.
And if we can kind of break that down a little bit each time we're there, we could very easily do it in the first visit. But if their ego won't allow them to kind of have that breakthrough, then we'll come back and take baby steps.
And now you're going to do another ice sculpture until we like you. I think that you've got the right attitude, Jackie. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We have 200 different programs, so I don't have to keep them on repeat.
All right, one of them will work. Thank you so much, Jackie Tamas. You have been a pleasure. And if you want to know what she does, she is the lead facilitator in Chicago for Team Bonding. You can find them on teambonding.com. As you can see, she's irrepressible. She'll find a way. And you won't have to dress up like Mr. Spock. That's promise. 720 WGN.
You're listening to Terry Ryder on 720 WGN.